Right, all right, all right. Welcome back, sports fans. Level 20, episode 20, Romance Part 1. I am Connor Smith, level 1 autumn intern at this point. Here is the deal on this week's episode. We are going back in time to the week of the world premiere for this episode. I did 3 interviews with Keegan Kilbride, Mike Hornbeck, and Wiley Miller throughout this week. Had to do the last 2 with Wiley and Hornbeck in a hotel lobby, so sorry in advance for the audio there. But next week, gonna have a final wrap-up pod with Josh and Friedel, Romance Part 2, so stay tuned for that and enjoy these interviews in the meantime. Some housekeeping stuff. We have taken down movies Refresh through Zigzag. Balance through Turbo are still online. So go watch those if you still haven't seen the first 9 movies. Sorry we couldn't keep Refresh online. We ran into a little issue with the distribution agreement there, so that one had to come down too. But we still got the first 9 up for you, and 10 through 20 are always available to buy on all our digital platforms, as well as a DVD from our store for just $5. Speaking of the store, we just restocked the Cool Water logo long sleeve that everybody was stoked on. Sold out of it real quick the first time. We just did a rerun, so go check that out. Also got our new 1.2 hoodies in fresh colorways. We're still shipping Romance DVDs. And the digital release of Romance went down this week, in case you missed it. So go check that out on any platform you can think of, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Xbox Marketplace, anywhere you might want to watch. All right, I think that's it. Enjoy. Here is Keegan Kilbride, followed by Mike Hornbeck and Wiley Miller. Here in Level 1 HQ. How are we doing, Keegan?
Good. Stoked to be down here.
Yeah, gearing up for the big show. It's Wednesday, which means we show the movie for the first time in 2 days. You stoked to see it?
Big shit. Yeah, I'm super hyped. I haven't really seen anything, so
yeah,
I'm pretty excited.
From what you have seen, like what part are you most excited for to see for the first time?
Oh, man. I mean, the Phil and Hornbeck. And
the reunion
and
Tom, urban the,
yeah,
part.
Yeah. Mm. I'm really excited to see all those clips put together.
Word up.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Curious from your perspective, like, what does 20 years of Level 1 mean to you? Like,
it's a lot. It's a lot of movies.
Yeah. What was the first one you saw?
The first one that I saw was, like, Refresh. Mm. So I came in kind of late to the game.
Well,
but ever since then, it's just all I had been watching. So,
yeah,
to be a part of this one's crazy.
Yeah, did that knowing it was going to be the last one, did that shape how you approached your season?
I tried to let it not. I don't know. I tried to just make a segment that I like again, and hopefully, other people would like it. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little bit of that going on.
You know? A little incentive to make sure it's good.
Yeah, but it wasn't any more than normal because it's only been like 2 years now, but any segment that I knew I was filming for Level 1, I kind of had that same feeling, you know? I can't be like...
I feel.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally get that. Like, that was how I felt coming into this summer.
Yeah.
Like, just working here. I was like, gotta go hard for this shit.
Yeah, I couldn't really even, like, process any more than that, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious about your approach to Street when you go into a season. Did you have much shit, like, on your list, whether it was tricks or features that you wanted to knock off this year, or was it... Or is it just happening as it comes?
Yeah, it's pretty much all as it comes. Maybe it shows. Hopefully it doesn't show too much, you know, because you got all these guys that kind of, some people will really like line up their whole like segment from beginning, and that's what it's like going to be, you know. But I definitely had a few tricks in mind and was able to like get 1 or 2 of them. But other than that, it's just like you, I don't know.
What were those 1 or 2? I'm just curious.
The switch 2 on the dub kink. I've been wanting to, I did it like in one segment a couple years ago, but I'd always wanted to like find like a nice long kink rail to do it on and not just like a down rail.
You're talking about the
the eat the guts trick.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's exactly what I thought of when I saw that shot. Yeah. I was like, this is the same trick on a whole different level of feature.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, I would do it like in the park all the time and it's like no big deal, but that HG one in Quebec was,
mm-hmm.
But it's like a whole different thing when it's not just a down row.
Yeah.
In my mind. So I'd been wanting to do that for a while. And then, I just wanted to hit like some big shit too.
Yeah.
That's pretty much always like a goal of mine.
Big shit like long rails or big shit like heavy drops?
Yeah, like bigger drops and things like that.
Had you seen that the crazy like front two nose tap off the football field rail? Had you seen that rail before? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. When I was out at that same school the year before, and I'd looked at it, but we were kind of busy, and like, I don't know, when I looked at it the year before, I was like, no fucking way, like, I don't know, I mean, that'd be sick, like, if we could build a proper landing and shit, but it seemed like too much, and then we didn't really...
There's not much of a landing there.
Yeah, we could have done more, maybe, but it worked out fine. It ended up being, like, super chill.
Really?
Like an hour later, it seemed pretty chill. But like after that, going into it was not chill.
But. One of the shots that is not the one that's in the movie, but one of the really serious makes without the tail tap, you like shake your head after it. Like you just fucking like slammed into a wall, even though you just landed.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of scary because there's no like head impact at all. But I felt like I was fully fucking concussed. and, you know, just like the impact, it really rattled me around. But I guess that's what happens. But it was mellow. I mean, like, it worked out perfect. Thank God Will Wesson was there helping build it and stuff. And I feel like if it was just me and Chili, I don't know. Will really, like, lined it up. Like, I had built the landing, and then Will started, like, taking out his phone and, like, doing all these calculations and shit. And he's like,
no way. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he kept replaying, like, this slow-mo video and, like, as his finger, like, as a skier and shit, and then, like, would slow-mo it and do, like, timing in his head, and he's, like, very calculated guy. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, maybe I won't hit it just yet. Like, we should probably move it. I would have landed, like, right on the turf if I had done it my way, but... So, yeah. Will's a pretty cool guy to ski with. Will Wesson.
Yeah, that's super cool to hear about that level of teamwork going on where he's putting that much thought into a feature that's not his own.
Oh, yeah. He did that with every single spot I was at. Like, he would... Yeah, he was always making the spot that I was at, like, way more proper.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That
was pretty cool.
It's something I'm kind of curious about is that, you know, all of your level one segments and most recent level one urban segments are like most features are solo features. And, you know, all the old movies, Refresh, I Trip, Turbo, those years, it's like feature will pop up two or three times throughout the movie because there'll be a group session on it. People get different tricks and different shots will be in there. Do you find it challenging to like hit features solo like that?
No. Cause I mean, like I'm saying about like Will and Chili too, but they're just so hyped. It seems like I'm not really hitting it by myself, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's my idea, and a lot of the things were like, nah, man, like that's all you. Mm. Like if I had a feature, you know, Chili would be like, no way. And same deal with him. Like his spot, I'd be like, I don't know what you're thinking. They're like I don't know what your plan is here, man. So like, I'll just let you run this, but. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everyone's just there, too, and hopefully it doesn't take too long to get the trick, so you're not, like, it's not like you're out, like, lapping park by yourself or something.
Right. Know? And that can happen, too, if you're multiple homie session. If someone else gets their trick first, then you're still stuck hitting it when everybody's watching you.
Exactly. And then if someone gets it first, and it's like, damn, he just burned me. Like, what am I even trying to do here now? So.
This is your first, like, true solo segment in a Level 1 movie, and it slaps insanely hard, dude. Like, I...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's fucking an insane piece of work. Like, is that a goal for you? Like, what does that mean to have a full solo segment in this movie?
I'm stoked. I mean, I always loved any shots I could get in the movie, mm-hmm. but it's cool to see it finally like add up a little bit, mm-hmm. you know?
Totally.
I never cared about like sharing a segment, you know, I was always stoked because...
Well, and the vibe is always good with you and Chili sharing a segment too.
Perfect.
So, yeah. But I had the privilege of like going through and labeling all of your footage from this year. And I was like, there's talking to Josh being like, dude, there's no way this is a whole part and a half right here.
I'm so hyped. You guys felt like that. Yeah. I mean, thank you. That means a lot for sure.
Fuck yeah.
It's just always the goal to like go and, you know, get a shot every day or like anything I look at. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we could get a shot on that. And I think it would look cool. Let's just do that. And then when they add up. I hope it doesn't look like too scattered.
One of the crazier fucking features, dude, the like QP to DFD that's, I believe, somewhere around here in Denver.
Yeah.
How did you come up with hitting that feature that way?
I honestly have no idea. Well, I think I wanted to go and just like disaster it and do something. Mm-hmm. It was like the first rail of the season.
Really?
Maybe the second.
Okay.
I think the second. The first one was that like big elbow thing to drop down in the tranny, like double elbow or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that one was the second. And there was just so much snow. I'd never really seen that much like snow on the streets. It was all like wind blowing right there. And I was like, I mean, yeah, we could definitely just disaster this, but it's like so steep anyway. My edges were like so sharp. I couldn't detune my skis. They were like brand new skis. I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah, it would have been a gnarly disaster, that steep of a rail with...
And I mean, people have just always done that stuff, but...
Yeah, I've never seen anyone hit a rail like that before, dude. Like, it's so wild.
I'm glad it worked out.
Where does that fall in, like, battles you've had with rails? Like, because there was a lot of attempts there.
Yeah, that was a struggle. That was just frustrating. Because, like, I wasn't falling that hard, you know? Mm-hmm. At least you're, like, when you're falling hard and you're battling, it's like... You know, you got like bloody nose or some shit, like some like drive to like keep going. But then when you just like keep falling off on some stupid shit, it's like, this is just, I don't know. That was a long day. And Josh was there. It's always dope when Josh is filming. That's maybe some drive too. That's like shitty. I should have my own drive to like get the shot. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, this is probably going to look like pretty cool. We should keep doing this, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I can feel that. Like, he doesn't... His schedule's so sporadic that he's only able to shoot so much these days, so to have him there in the streets when it's basically just you and E-Money most of the time.
Right.
Yeah, and Havy this year too, right?
Yeah, and Havy. Ian.
Oh, true, yep. Sorry, Ian. You've been working with E-Money for a while now. What's the vibe like between you two?
Super chill. Like, he's a really good person for me to film with. He's like such a... He's almost as like cynical as I am sometimes about some shit. Or maybe not cynical, but just like, that's a bad way to say it. But like, if I do something whack, E-Money will be like, yo, that shit was whack, man. Like... Get back up there, man. Like, you know that shit sucked. You're right. And, like, maybe other filmers, you know, won't do that.
Well, no, you gotta have comfort with someone and to be able to tell them that.
Yeah, I've lived with E-Money for, like, 6 years now or something.
Oh,
like,
we've
known each other for a minute.
I knew you dudes were roommates, but I didn't know it was that long. Wow.
Yeah, like, the first year I moved out to Colorado when I was, like, 17 or something. I was, like, sleeping on the floor. And then... E-Money like lived up in town there, but it was just like he ended up just like spending all of his time there, and we're just like he loved filming and shit like that. We would just like go to Keystone and film, and he ended up just like living there, and then it was me and E-Money like living on the couch and kind of fucking weird. Not on the same couch.
Right. Yeah. Same living room maybe.
Yeah. So we spent a lot of time together. And then when like Josh is down to have him come film and he's like killing it, and it was perfect. And we're both still learning, too.
Yeah.
I like telling him that he's fucking wrong sometimes, too.
You know, you
like,
to E-Money, you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. Like, E-Money, you blew that shot, man. Like, what were you thinking, you know? And he'll do the same thing back to me. Like, well, yeah, man. What happened last time? Like, you didn't land it either. Like, let's do it again. So it's really funny. It's much different than, like, a filmer you don't know or something.
I want to throw any money under the bus, but since you bring up blowing shots, I gotta ask about your ender. Did you you had to get that a couple of times, right?
Yeah, twice. He didn't blow that either. Like that was pretty much the plan the whole time.
Really?
Well, we split
up. Your plan was to get that twerk twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sounds foolish, but we didn't have two cameras.
Okay.
Because Will Wesson like had his thing, and it was like natural speed, so he and Havy just like went and did that.
They were doing his like roof to rail feature that day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and it was like all secretive, and they just kind of had to like go by themselves. You know, it was just like Will and Havy, and we were like, all right, well, let's go do this shit. And we got there, and I think we were planning on like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to do this. It's like, let's hang around. Let's just wait until Havy can get here. Mm. So I don't have to do it two times. But mm-hmm. I don't know, like 5 minutes went by and this is set up and I got impatient. And I just wanted to get it over with. And then once he started doing it, it was like pretty mellow. So
you got, so that trick, you slid the rail first try, right?
Yeah, that rail is
like slid it to forward, yeah. But yeah, and then switch lip as well, I believe, and then switch tips under too.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, I locked out on that second time. It ended up looking like just like exactly the same. So hopefully people won't know that it's two different shots.
I don't think it matters. Like, it's two makes. Like, yeah. it's not like you're cheating it. Right. Like,
oh yeah, no, we definitely didn't cheat that. Chili was like, really, dude? Like, you're gonna fucking battle this again? And I don't know. I wasn't really worried. When a rail's like not scary like that, like that rail is so fun. Mm. I've seen so many clips on that. Like, too many people to name have like hit that. You know, it's like super played or whatever, but.
Well, it's all about doing something new, which is exactly what happened.
You're right, right, right. So that's why we kind of let it slide, you know?
Yeah.
E-Bunny's like, oh, fucking, you know, skateboarding, people one-up each other all the time. I was like, great point. All right. Like, I was done, like, trying to find the perfect trail or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I lay that out there for people because I think that's one of, like, the... It's just a fucking insane session to throw that down on that rail, dude. Like, all of those makes and then the ender twice. Like, that's fucked up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stoked it worked out.
Yeah. I think, I honestly wish, well, sometimes I think there's, like, too much drama and secretiveness when it comes to spots and skiing. Like, I think it holds back the culture from building on itself sometimes. I don't know if you have thoughts on that, but
yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah, I hit a number of fairly played spots in this. I mean, you wouldn't know unless you're like a ski freak or whatever, like, you know, but like stepped, I hit like, in all my segments, I've probably hit like over 20 of like Clayton's famous spots, and I just kind of never. I don't know.
Yeah,
I respect the game, but if I see a rail and I want to do something on it, it's not going to really hold me back, you know.
Yeah,
because I'll still be hyped on the clip.
Well, I think respecting the game is just all about doing something different.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to do the same shit.
Right.
But.
We've been asking people who guests we have on the pod, like, what people's big influences are back in the day. So obviously you mentioned Step, but is there anything else that comes to mind that's been a big part of your, I don't know, of your journey in skiing?
All that, like Stepped, and I mean, like I say, Refresh, the first movie I watched all those segments a million times. Mm. And I know, I mean, my street skiing has like nothing to do with it, but AD has always just been like my favorite, like by far biggest influence in skiing.
That's cool to hear.
Just like the smoothness of it and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see AD hitting too many handrails.
Yeah.
But
I wish we had back in the day.
Yeah, that would be insane. But anytime you can like feel like that. And I've just been trying not to like copy too many people, you know?
Mm.
But all, like, the biggest dudes that are still in the game were all, like, my influences, you know? So kind of just got to try to take a little bit from everyone, and hopefully mm-hmm. you don't look too much like a clone.
Yeah, well, dude.
Because I could never. Not saying anything like that. You know, I could never clone anything they do. But
right. That was going to be my next question, is like, who's getting you stoked these days? Like, who gets you fired up watching their clips, be it on the gram or on something more?
Oh, man. Yeah. Hornbeck still.
Yep.
Just in like the past week, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
Whatever, but like every day still, I'm like, damn, Hornbeck. But Colby.
Colby Stevenson?
Yeah. Yeah. I love watching that kid ski.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
He is like the perfect. And then like still like TR. And I don't know. I'm still always like, if I like want to watch skiing or something, I'm still like going to like DeLorme's After Dark segment or something and like watching that. Like I'll watch that segment before I hit like a big handrail. Mm. Makes like no sense really, but still, I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's like kind of what I watch. Yeah. Yeah. And Phil and Henrik and just like all the classics, you know?
No, I feel that. Like, those two dudes, obviously, they're top of most people's list. But, yeah no shame in shouting it out, for sure.
Yeah.
Word up. Well, how's that knee doing these days? I want to ask you, like, how's your recovery going?
100%, man.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, I mean, my knee's not 100%, but it's, like, it's getting better every day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel... I mean, I would never like jump the gun. I'm not going to like ski and do anything too crazy, like too early,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel like any different right now.
So when did that injury happen?
I have no idea.
What?
Like it didn't like happen, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Like, so you just beat it to shit over the course of the season or what?
I guess so. Yeah. Like I had no idea really.
Was it feeling funky towards the end?
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, on the film trips, I don't know, it seems like we kind of do so little skiing sometimes, you know? Most of the clips, it's like you're actually skiing for, like, 10 minutes, and you're so fired up, maybe, like, I just never felt it or whatever. Mm. And then it was, like, my first, like, real day skiing park afterwards. I just felt a little weird, and, you know, like, skiing a full day like that, like, six, whatever, 5 hours or something, 6 hours, full day of park. It was like swollen, and I was like, this has never happened to me before. Like, I've never had any like knee problems or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured better be safe and go to the hospital, and then, or like just go like get it seen by a doctor. And turns out there was just nothing left in there. It was all torn up. Yeah. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Like, yeah, I needed all new ligaments. And
like all of them?
I think it was all of them. Or maybe not quite all of them. It was like the meniscus and the ACL and the PCL and LCL, and they were all like completely shot. I had no idea.
And that giganto like football field drop rail that we were talking about, that was towards the end of your filming season too.
Yeah, that
right?
was the last clip I got, I think.
So you were hitting that thing with basically a completely blown knee.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's weird to think about.
It's insanely fucked up to think about.
Yeah.
Like,
I was watching some of the clips like afterwards, and I ate shit harder than I ever, like on every shot this year.
Mm.
So I guess it makes sense. Just can't believe I didn't feel it, you know? Didn't have the big pop, the big bang. Didn't
right.
happen. So kind of strange, but it'll be fine.
No, that's good to hear, and
yeah.
I believe that. I just, like, knowing that and looking at the seg, it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, there's I believe, a feature that you didn't get a make on, so it's not in the part, but it's just, like, some sort of ledge drop to flat that you were just getting, like, blasted on.
Yeah,
over
that was
and
a
over.
Stupid one. And those are one of the ones, you know, that was one of the things that, like, it seems like it works out so well in your head.
Mm.
And then you just do it one time, and it's like, oh, you guys were right. It's gonna fucking work. But then I just kind of tried to hide that, and I don't know, maybe something would happen. Didn't end up happening.
Yeah,
got played.
Were there any other ones this year that were like, or just in the history of your filming career? I'm curious where everyone is like, this shit's not gonna work, and then it did.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, normally we're pretty confident out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a little bit, you know, you can see how it might go down.
Yeah.
But normally we're pretty confident out there, I think.
Word up.
There's like the uphill one in this segment with
the lip too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they thought we were going to be able to like do that, because there's just like over a little path and like you can't see the rail and shit. But he's like, well, if you think you can, you know.
And you had already gotten a clip, you know? And slid that rail too, correct? You'd gotten lip on.
Yeah, but I mean, when we were setting that up, I knew that I wanted to do the lip too. Like,
really?
The lip, like just like sliding it wasn't going to be a trick. And I've never been good with like switch ups and shit like that. So I didn't. It was kind of like I was setting up to do that lip too, and it wouldn't have been a shout unless I did that. So in my mind,
word. That's crazy to hear, because I think a lot of people would be really stoked on that lip on, but it's a really fucked up rail. It's a higher consequence than the really long DFD in Minnesota for sure.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, with the fucking like wall next to it,
yeah,
like uphill on, like it's got a lot more going on there.
Yeah, there's a little more to think about.
Was that a goal to do both lip twos, or did that just happen?
Yeah, yeah, that was an E-Money thing. He's been telling me to do that for like, I don't know, since I started. And I always knew he was right, you know. I gotta do shit both ways. And I always just kind of like struggle with that, you know. Yeah, I learned the right lip too on that other rail. So
you learned that trick on that rail, the disaster lip too?
Pretty much, yeah. No, that sounds like a brag or some shit, but it was just because it was like he was just like making me do it, and it seemed.
Had you tried those in the park before?
On like the two, on like a flat. No, I mean, no. Yeah. Flat box and shit.
But not a real rail?
Yeah, I mean, it just never went well. Like, I'd obviously done them or like tried them.
Uh huh.
But no, I mean, I was terrified. I was terrified of that shit. So that was cool. That's like when you need E-Money there, you know, to be like, all right, quit being such a pussy. Just do it.
Pushing you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Work. Fuck yeah. Anything else from your segment that you want to talk about or stories you want to share?
No, but I'm so hyped to see Noah's clips.
True. You spent most of your season with him. Well, filming season.
Yeah, he came out to Denver for a little bit, which was so sick. He flew out here and we were supposed to go to Minnesota. But then he landed and there was like a bunch of snow on the ground in Denver. So we were like, why are we gonna go drive?
Yeah, like, let me sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, it was like supposed to snow again a week later. And when you can hit rails and like your home, you know, whatever hometown, I've been here for a while, so it's just so nice to go back and sleep in your own bed and not have to like drive to fucking Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it was just like so nice. I don't know how the weather stuck around. We're like in t-shirts in every clip.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's like spring skiing all year.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. It's pretty weird. It's pretty weird to see like a full, I was like never cold once. I can't remember like a cold day.
Well, perfect. Hiking a shit ton helps too. But
yeah, for sure.
Word up. Yeah, Noah's got some heaters for sure. Damn. You got plans for next year? What are you cooking up?
I'm gonna be living in Maine for a winter.
Really?
Well, until like early spring at least.
Word.
Just, you know, skiing and making sure my legs are strong.
Which is home for you, right?
Yeah.
Original home.
Yeah.
Tiring out on Colorado or just feeling a change?
Yeah, just kind of feeling a change. There's a good like opportunity back there and spend some time back at Sugarloaf, like where I grew up skiing. And then hopefully like line something up for the spring.
Word up.
Try to actually make some money, and I want to film POW.
Yo. Really?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's sick to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I love hitting jumps, and I've never spent any time skiing backcountry.
Have you skied much resort POW, though? I can't say I've even ever seen, like, grand POW clips from you.
No, like, never. I don't know, because anytime it snows, I go on, like, a street trip.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine with me, but I don't know. I got POW skis, like, this year, and I didn't even get to use them.
Shit.
that's like a big goal, you know, buy like a snowmobile or something, and I've been like the least rounded, you know, watching all these old movies, like all the dudes had like street clips, park clips, pow clips, and kind of a bummer in my mind that I've never been able to like hit pow jumps. Well, I mean, I've had like plenty of opportunities. I just like haven't made it happen myself. It, you know, like
Well, I mean, that's the natural progression for most people coming up is like cut your teeth in the streets and then figure out how to hit pow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking sick to hear though, because there's not the people making that number of people making that transition, I feel like, has dwindled in the last 5 years relative to old movies and stuff.
And I still want to make another street part too. I'll never, I still always like am looking at handrails like a 15-year-old, you know, driving around in the summer. Like, yeah. I still got to like hit handrails, but I don't know. I don't really know.
That'd be dope, dude. I'd be stoked to see your style in the backcountry. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it might be horrible.
I don't know, dude. Like fucking Casaubon's refresh part, or maybe it's that I trip part, but like his style translates so naturally. Like he has a backcountry nollie that is just like, it's just like nollie to forwards, but it's one of the more fucked up backcountry clips that I've watched and that I like, because it's so uniquely his style, and like you don't have to be shredding huge lines or doing dub 12 into pow to bring like your flavor to that shit. So
yeah, I think I can hold my own out there.
Gotta like, start trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Chris might just give me a lot of shit. Gotta prove him wrong.
Like CeeLo Chris?
Or? Yeah, CeeLo. Yeah. I just always gotta try to prove him wrong whenever I can. I've never been able to. But, yeah.
I mean, this is my first Level 1 premiere, but you've been to a couple of these now. What are you most looking forward to out of the weekend? Is it watching the movie, or is it like the partying around the movie?
Nah, it's watching the movie.
Where?
It's gotta be watching the movie. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's too much partying. But
that's what it kind of seems like.
We're gonna watch a movie this year. It's gonna be sick.
Dope.
So.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Stoked for that.
There's gonna be so many people in town too. It's gonna be crazy.
Dude. The number of old heads coming back in is really insane.
Yeah. And I mean, I probably won't even know half the people, and they definitely won't know me, but...
I don't know about that, but... Yeah, I heard AD's coming in.
Nah. Yeah. Really?
No shit.
Damn.
We'll see if it actually happens, but Berman's been saying he's bought a ticket.
Damn, that's cool. I haven't seen him in so long. I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I met him like one time, and I was still just fanboy the shit. Probably make him so mad.
Weird up, dude. Any final thoughts or shoutouts?
No, just want to say how, you know, thankful and how honored I feel to be a part of Romance and part of like their last film and feature film or whatever. But
right,
and just how, you know, thankful I am to all the opportunities that Level 1 has given me. And I mean, couldn't be more stoked.
Well, let me set the scene here. Mm-hmm. We're sitting in Hilton Inn in downtown Denver. It's Saturday, big day, world premieres tonight.
Yeah, Romance.
Sitting here with Mike Hornbeck. How you doing, dude?
Doing pretty good. Came out here yesterday
with the whole fam.
Yep, got Eli, got Andrea. They've never been to a ski movie premiere proper. You know, we've been to like the Warren Miller film at the State Theater.
Whatever
in Michigan,
comes through, KZU.
But like, yeah, nothing crazy. So figured for the last one. And then since I'm in it this year, I was like, we got to go.
Yeah.
The last time I was out here was for the Sunny premiere, and brought my mom, my dad, and my brother. So they got to check it out and shit. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a big deal to me.
Yeah. No shit, dude.
Pretty hyped on it. So
Yeah, we talked with Decker for the Sunny podcast a bunch, including about your SAG. I'm curious what your favorite filming year with Level One ever was, and if that one's it.
Okay. Favorite filming year with Level One? Dude, I'd have to probably say Real Time.
Oh, really?
To be honest, yeah, because that was like the... That was the first one.
Right. You know? Just getting it rolling. Yeah. Rookie season.
That was crazy. And that had, you know, Decker's been a huge part of just my whole program.
Yeah.
From the start. So Decker actually dropped out of college in my dorm room in Utah.
No shit.
Yeah. He came out there in the spring to film and seen me at Park City. We like kind of knew of each other from the Midwest, like a couple mm-hmm. big contests, like right. Midwest Super Park.
The
and stuff.
OFS Media Connect.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, you're from the Midwest. So we hit it off and we filmed like a day at Park City. And then he had a bunch of his homies with him and they're all about hitting street rails and stuff. So like
yep.
immediately I was just like, all right, well, let's go hit some street.
Who was
shit.
That crew? Who were you with?
It was like Darren Corelli, like Pat Cook, bunch of snowboarders from Dingus. He's a skier homie from, lives in Aspen now, but I'm trying to think. Mandela. There was a lot of, it was like the only other crew in the Midwest that was trying to get it, you know? So mm. then I moved to Utah after high school and then, met up with Decker out there. He dropped out of college in the dorm room, like I said. And then it was for the Raj Masters. That's when that was going on. And there was a big video comp.
Yeah, yeah.
So him and I was on Forefront at the time and mm-hmm. skied a Raj Masters for them. So then we went out there. Decker came, he's like, I'm gonna do the film contest, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude, let's do it, you know.
Yep.
And yeah, we did it and he won, beat Berman.
Yeah, Berman didn't tell me that story.
Yeah, dude, put Berman down in the dirt. And then so that was super sick. And then I think Decker obviously knew Berman from the year prior, I think Shanghai Six. And long
and that
story.
Year was that giant Denver blizzard where it was just like open season on the city for months.
Yep. So then what was it? I think Decker interned for long story short, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kept hyping me up to Berman. And that was the Denver storm came and he was filming for Rage. And he's like, you got to film me or whatever. So then I got invited on the first, got the call, you know, I was fuck yeah, dude, I'm coming.
Had you seen Level One movies growing up before
that?
Yeah,
it was
what
like
was the first one you saw?
Strike Three.
Yo.
Yeah, Strike Three was my first. And then, that was probably a little bit after it came out though.
Mm.
Just the ski movies in Michigan are pretty, but dude, pickets. Somehow it was just some homies. I was never the dude in the know, like back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just skiing a lot.
Yep.
And then I had some other influences, really good influences, obviously.
Tell me about it.
Buddy Mike Reed, TJ Newington, Kelly Armentrout. They're like just a group of skiers that put me on pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they showed me Strike Three and then. Before Strike Three, before I seen it, it was handrails. We were hitting them. I might have only hit like one, but then I seen that shit, and I was like, "Oh damn, this is for real," you know. And I've said this many times, but like a double kink in the park, like didn't have it. So to actually hit shit that you wanted to hit, you had to go. Outside of the
people
park,
didn't know how to build that yet.
It's like, what do you do? Weld it? I remember one snowboarder dude cut like a 20 stair down rail off and brought it to the resort. Straight up, dude. Cut the fucker off. Yellow Western rail just right off. And that was at our resort for a while. And that was like sick to practice on, you know? It was like perfect round bar. And yeah, that was like pretty sick. That was right around, Strike Three forward. It was crazy because I was kind of like, I don't want to say older, but when I think about like T-Hall or something. Mm-hmm. He's only a couple years older than me, you know?
Yeah.
But I was nowhere near that level back when he was his level, you know?
Yeah,
so it was like
16-year-old at
X Games. It was crazy to watch it, but then, like, I don't know. I was always kind of just like, not my own program, but I was in Michigan, you know?
Yeah. Did you have a desire to become a video part skier? Like, I mean, I'm sure you did comps in the past, but I've never known you through that.
Comps were fucking horrible back in the day. I never won.
Yeah.
Ever. The only contest I ever won was 2005 Midwest Super Park. It was like the biggest comp in the Midwest. I went to it a couple years before.
Weird.
And then, like a senior year was the year where shit started clicking. I think I learned, like, a proper switch five where I could fuck with it a little bit.
Yeah, feel some style with it.
It wasn't, like, just set off the takeoff, you know? And after I learned that, it was, like, game on. I mean, I could do, like, a cork seven and shit like that, but it was never, I had no control over anything. You know? So it's pretty late. Like, that's where, like, the T-Hall reference, it was like, I'm looking at these dudes doing sevens on crazy shit, and I'm just like, dude, I could never... Like, I have no control. You know? Like, I can do that shit, but I can't tell you that I'm going to be able to do it on any feature. You know?
Yeah, and then, or reliably do it like you want.
No, and that took a while because the jumps were so bad and shit, and there was never, you could never really, like, there was the one day a year that the landing was soft and then you shoveled the jump up steep enough to get some air, and then it was like time to learn the shit you see in the videos jump wise, you know?
Yeah.
Rail wise, you could, I mean, that's always skied, so.
Word up.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I get off track pretty easily.
No, dude, that's what I'm here for. I want to hear you ramble.
But yeah, your question about did I ever see me being a film skier? Not necessarily like being a film fucking star, no, you know, but filming me skiing, yeah, you know. Yeah. That was from the start. Like, my brother and I would always film each other. He's 3 years older than me, so he did a lot of filming for me back in the day. He filmed most of my, like, first
early
promo
edits.
Vid, and he had Adobe on his computer and lived up north where there was like a half pipe and shit. So I would go up there and hang out with him and all his friends and try and impress him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started.
Well, it's super fitting that you guys went back to the Midwest. Well, not back to for you, but filmed in the Midwest this year.
Yeah, yeah. So that, the whole thing with that was super sick. I knew this trip was in the works and it was overseas, and the whole time I'm like, just with my son being so young, mm-hmm. and couldn't really just let my wife, hey, I'm out of here, see you, you know. It was like, this
Three
was
weeks
the
in
year
Finland. Yeah.
This was the year that was like I had to be home, you know.
Mm.
So I was super stoked that
you can't miss the early days.
Yeah, and just, yeah, like I said, just helping out and being around for that. But
I respect that.
So then once we decided on Minnesota, it was sick. It was like, hell yeah, let's go. And we only went for like 10 days, I think.
Yeah, Wally was there a little bit earlier.
Pretty quick trip. I had to go to a dirt bike race, dude. So I was like, I got to bring Eli to the Detroit Supercross. So I showed up a couple days later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was sick.
What was it like being back in the streets with those dudes? Like,
it was super fun. It was like, dude, our crew was fucking ridiculous. We had like,
it was the dream team.
I gotta get the fingers out going, it was me, Phil, Tom, and then filming, we had Decker, AJ, Spencer, Bishop was there taking photos,
Sayo was there.
Dude, it was pretty ridiculous, thinking about it, but it was fun. We made do. They had killer snow. And I don't know, just like the older you get with, like, filming street, I don't know. I feel like it's super, it's not, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but it's easy now. Like, where before you'd go to Minnesota and be like, trying so damn hard to like film shit, and now it's just so natural. And then with the whole crew combined, like, it was just like, okay, we're gonna film a segment for level one, like, let's get it. And then, yeah, we didn't I don't know. It was just crazy. Everybody got shots, and we got, like, I mean, yeah, we hit some played out shit, but nothing's ever played out in my mind. Like, no. Any spot, I'll totally go back. And I don't know. I think that's what's, like, the coolest thing about urban skiing, to go off on another rant here, is, like, I think played spots are sick just because everybody knows where they're at. And it's like, I'm back at, you know, at the beginning, I would have been, like, secretive about shit, you know, when I was younger. But now I'm like, if anybody ever wants to come to Michigan, I'll tell you where everything is, you know.
Sick.
Like, I love to see more people doing this type of skiing, you know. So it was cool to go back to some classic, like, Phelan.
Yeah.
That's a classic spot that's been hit multiple times, and we all hit a different spot there. Like, Phil and I were like, we could just stay here and film a whole segment. We don't even need to leave this park. Like, you don't get kicked out, and there's at least 10 spots, you know. So that's, like, I don't know. I like skiing like that now.
I love that. I always felt like it never made quite sense to me, people being defensive and getting angsty and
just film production crews.
Sure.
Say, like, Poor Boys, level one, you know.
Yeah, the 4x9, level
versus
one
this
beef.
Crew. Yeah, like, yeah.
But
I did listen to that podcast. More people,
right. We were talking about some of that shit. But the more people hit recognizable spots, I don't know, I feel like it builds in the culture. Analogy to skateboarding is pretty obvious that, like, there's so many skateboarding spots that aren't, like, yeah, some people would consider them played, but they're also legendary.
Yeah.
And, like, it's...
You switch hill, that shit's going to be hot.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if I've seen it before, film it different, and switch hill, that's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think that's the best type of skiing. Like, we got a spot in Michigan, Howard Street. It's just a school that's... They were yellow downrails for the longest time. Mm. And, like, Meeks and all those dudes came out there.
Weird.
Last year, ON3P. It was so sick that they hit, like, Spencer and I up and were like, hey, we're coming to Michigan. Like, got spots. We were like, dude, thank you. Like,
yes.
You watch your shit and you want to hit it? Like,
yeah.
Sick. You know, that's, I don't know, that's a cool shit to me to be able to, like, pass down, I guess you could say.
Fuck
so,
yeah.
I was telling Sammy, too. I was like, dude, you got to get back to Michigan, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do some shit.
Yeah, you guys ran into that ON3P crew in Minnesota while you were
there this year, right?
Yeah,
it was sick. Yep. Yeah, we got to... still a little bit salty about that, though. So we were at a spot. Forrester's setting up something. I had this perfect little... The bench over the fence.
Yeah,
like the Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was just me skiing. Phil was sick. I think Wallace was gone. And I'm just like, who's hitting this with me?
Okay.
And they're like, nah, that's your shit. That's your shit. And I'm like, dude, guys got to hit this shit. You know?
Don't let me session alone while you're hanging out right here.
Right next, building your shit, which is cool. Like, I know Patty from back in the day there with Patty. So, But, yeah, I was kind of disappointed. None of them wanted to. I'm like, because you know how hard it is to get a shot and find some shit and build it and hit it. I mean, there was no building besides fucking bringing a winch out there and riding off this bench. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's well, like, I know Meeks listens to these things. So he's gonna
Meeks was trying some crazy shit. Yeah, he was going for the big time gap, but
So that, disaster.
Yeah, to like a concrete ledge, and it was like hot as fuck. And I'm thinking, bro, you're gonna jump and try and land on that ledge, and it's
catch and die.
It's hot, right?
Yeah, it's not iced over.
It's hot. What are you thinking? Like, this shit's easy.
Yeah.
I'm hitting it.
Yeah.
And none of them, I was giving them shit. They came over the night, like a couple nights later, and I was talking shit like, you guys are fucking doing it wrong. Like, you better come hit that, you know? Like, not that it was just with me, but that's one thing I learned. Like, filming throughout the years, it was always like, this is my spot. Mm. No one else hitting it, you know?
Mm.
And, if you go on a trip for a month, you better come out with like 30 shots a day.
Yeah.
And
ideally,
you show up to a spot that you're trying to hit, and then they let you hit it. They already built it. Winch is there. fucking hit it. Get a clip. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's easy money.
I still
dude.
Don't know why they wouldn't hit it. Like, I still don't know. You yeah. know. I'm just like, dude, that was such an easy shot. Like, I don't even care if you do the same shit. This is a perfect setup, and you passed it.
That's
passed
funny.
On it.
That's funny.
But yeah, so I don't know where we were at, but
well, I want to ask more about those Phelan Park sessions because I was talking with Decker about this yesterday. And he told me he was like, when they were setting that up, like I was like, man, this is kind of fucking dinky. Like Berman's gonna watch these clips and he's gonna be like, what were they fucking thinking?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it turned into some really cool shit.
Yeah, you seen Phil's shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no one trying to do that.
No.
That was the first I showed up there and I was like, what are you doing? Because he scoped it the day before.
Like, oh, talking the transfer to Blunt.
Yeah, coming off the ledge. And yeah. I'm like, damn, it's kind of big from the ledge to the rail. Yeah, it's doable, but I mean, you gotta go for it.
Yeah, it's full commit. Yeah.
There's no,
yeah,
and that's the one thing about Phil is that dude don't test nothing.
Yeah,
it's 100 from yeah. the start, dude. It's the craziest shit. Him and Wallace are very similar in that sense of like, I'm like, I need 20 tries at least just to ride next to the shit.
Yeah.
Might jump on it. Might, you know, like I hit the ledge, but I sure as fuck ain't jumping into that rail first time. You know?
Yeah.
And that's where those dudes are just fucking crazy with it. They're just, as soon they're the first try is like the try.
you better be rolling because you don't want to. There's no speed check.
Yeah,
you're going to miss
and
it.
And yeah, Phil did that, and it was just like right to it. And then it took a little bit just to get it perfect, you know. But
yeah.
It was like, holy fuck, dude. Like, you made that look nice.
Dude, he made it look so insane then, because it's so natural to take that to noses and
yeah.
press the noses on that transfer
yeah,
he's doing.
He just went to right
lock
to tails.
On dude, it's nuts.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of going through and labeling all of this rough
okay,
footage. It was
okay.
like my first thing I did this summer
yeah,
as the
sit,
intern.
Sit.
And so I'm like watching the progression mm-hmm. and he. Seeing him grease the transfer and like get the rail pretty nice, but just like sliding it. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, it's a pretty dope clip. He
yeah.
got it.
I've been
and
hyped.
He's still trying it. And I'm like, dude, what is he? What's going on
yeah.
here? And that was like 100 more tries.
Yeah, dude.
It's what
yeah.
And then it's the opener clip in the movie.
Yeah.
That
sick.
Yes.
Sick as fuck. And that's like you're saying with Decker, not sure about if it was dinky or not,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
Well, you got to trust who you're working with there. And that's exactly what he said. He was yeah. like that. I just sat back
and it
took
was,
a course and it turned out real nice.
Yeah. That's like, that's my favorite shit too. You know, like I've never been one to go after like the awe feature. I mean, even, just the whole time filming, I've never been in like an awe type skier of like a wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always just been like, I'm going to go ski.
Not that Clayton Villa find the biggest thing to
yeah,
gap off of type
no,
shit.
No, just like, if I get on a roll or something, if shit's going good and I'm feeling good, yeah, I could probably do some pretty crazy shit. But like, I don't know. It's just like, this is going to sound dumb as fuck, but the lifestyle of it, you know what I mean? Like,
tell me.
You're just skiing and doing shit, and like, it'll come. You don't need to, like, force anything. So, that's, like, my favorite thing. And then the more clips you get, that's when, like, your confidence gets high, and then the crazy shit comes, you know? You don't need to, like, try anything super crazy. If you get some crazy shit first, right off the bat, though, to start the year,
yeah.
it sets your year up pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
because it's all in your fucking head, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as you spin onto something, you're just like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
But thinking about spinning onto it, it seems hard.
Yeah. Dude, the Ahmet S-Rail transfer comes
straight
to
up,
mind, though, because
yeah.
he got that clip, like,
straight up.
Halloween.
First, yeah,
and
first
then
shot.
You have that in your pocket all year long. Just
what are you
going to
do
it?
After that?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. So, like, I don't know. It's just, it's nuts, dude.
Fuck yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, you haven't seen the movie yet, right?
No.
Yeah. So, no one is in it, and, like, I'm sure a little of what's been going on. Whose clips are you most excited to see?
I'd probably say Chris Logan's. I always like to see
Hell
what
yeah.
that dude's got, because he's always cooking something up that's going to and be bad as fuck. But
yep.
Yeah, Chris, Parker, Wiley. Super stoked to see Wiley. Shit, I met him in Utah when I first moved out.
Oh, word.
So, yeah, Wiley and I go way back.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, that's crazy. So we filmed with Theory 3, buddy from Michigan, Teddy Knapp, filmed for him.
Okay.
Lived in Bellingham. Wiley and I had the Forefront connection way back in the day.
Okay.
And then he was super hungry. I was super hungry. So we went on trips, and he brought me into the backcountry for the first time.
Oh, word.
Dude, fucking Midwest Mike in the backcountry hitting Wiley Miller fucking features was not legit.
Yeah.
My first two experiences were so bad. Overshot, fucking huge, dude.
Really?
Huge. Huge. Yeah, just geez, like, going into the jump. We're like, fuckers from Montana. You know what I mean? Trying to hit his shit. It's
right.
Like, not work, didn't work out. Terrified me at backcountry. It took a long time to get like my backcountry legs figured out for sure. That was difficult. But yeah, brought Wiley, hit some handrails. He hit the fucking Weber State Dub Kink. I don't know. It's in really big Dub Kink in Utah.
Word.
And fucking Wiley iced that.
No
too.
Shit.
Yeah, dude. Huge. Huge.
Yeah, it's ill.
Yeah. So him and I go way back. And
I'm curious, like, it, obviously, with most, it's pretty natural progression that a lot of, and especially on the snowboard side, even more, I'd say, like, a lot of jib riders eventually find a time where they just transition to POW. And then that becomes a shit. But even having gotten your backcountry legs, you never really fully went in on that. And
no, it's just too much money, man, for what I was making. Like,
yeah,
trying to do shit off like $5,000 a year. It was like, I can't. I bought it like a $1,500 snowmobile off Decker.
Yep.
And I had that fucker for a couple years. No maintenance, dude. Thing was just
rough.
It was a beater, but it got me out there and it was super sick. But like,
sometimes the older ones are more reliable,
right? And I don't know, man, just like, I'm a rail skier, dude. Like, at some point, like, you just got to come to like realization of like what you're supposed to be doing, and backcountry wasn't really what I was supposed to be doing. Not in a sense of, I still love to go and do it, but like, if I'm trying to film some shit, I'd much rather film rails, and I'd much rather just go on like a vacation and ski powder.
Like, word up. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was fun. I really want to do it some more, get into some touring and shit. Like, but,
yeah, then you're really taking filming off the table if you're just
which just
is not a bad thing at all, but like that, it's an awesome way to be in the mountains, and it's completely impractical for trying to stack anything because you just spend too much time hiking.
And it would be like, I need like a crew that's on the same page as I am, you know what I mean? I'm trying to hang with dudes that got nice-ass snowmobiles and sled decks and shit, and it's just like, this ain't working, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stressing. You guys ain't stressing. My shit might not make it 20 feet up the trail. So
you're just like putting up the trail.
And I don't
want to
be that guy ruining
on
the powder day.
True that.
So it's just a realization. I really like skiing rails. I like skiing in the city, and like, you could think skiing rails is like a young guy's thing, but really, dude, once you got the program figured out, you can do that shit forever, I think.
Word.
For real. That's, or at least some sort of city skiing, whether it's a sled hill or like,
I mean, I asked the same question to Will Weston because he's on that same program.
Yeah,
he's on the Longevity.
Yeah.
I love
big
his shit.
Ups
on my
to fucking Will Weston. That dude's killing. Killing.
True. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cooked us some crazy shit this year.
He's
too.
Like a, he's an idol that's the same age type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I love watching Will's shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Been asking a lot of other people this too, but I'm curious to hear like who, who's getting you stoked these days? Whose clips, who's inspiring you to go ski? Be that, yeah, I'm sure, I'm more curious about young and upper comers, but I'm sure there's still, you know, some of the legends
that
you're still enjoying watching.
Ah, fuck, dude. To be honest, it's been like, just with like the media these days and being in Michigan, like seeing ski shit, like I haven't seen much ski shit unless it's online. Free.
Right.
So, like, all the big movies, I haven't really seen them, to be honest. Like, but...
No, I mean, I don't fucking care if it's in real big movies or not. Like, whose gram clips get you stoked? Like,
I watch a lot of dirt biking and shit on Instagram. I don't really watch much skiing on it, but... fuck, dude, just like the homies, like I don't even see clips necessarily, more or less just like the random text to like Delorm or Darkness and people like that being like, how's it going, dude, and then they like fill me in a little bit and I'm just like, that's enough for me. I know shit's hot. So that keeps me stoked, you know. Sick. I'm like, all right, the boys are still
Delorm is still alive, you're saying?
Yeah I actually talked to him a couple weeks ago. Dope. So yeah, he's doing some oil shit in, like, North Dakota or something, so...
Crazy business.
Yeah, doing it big, but that dude I always loved skiing with, he's the one that was the most fun to ski powder with.
Cause, really?
Yeah, I would say that's...
You filmed something with him, powder, like, Sunny Year, right? Or maybe After Dark?
Yeah, we went to Japan, him and Rainville.
In Washington, too, right? Some Stevens Pass action?
Yeah. That was sick. Yep, I moved out there because of that trip, actually, because was sick as fuck. And then I-Trip filmed a lot with Delorm and Ahmet and Kyle. And I-Trip After Dark with Delorm, too.
Nice.
So, yeah, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Skiing with him in Nepal has always been the best. And
yeah.
There was that clip, I think Decker just posted it, of the triple backflip. Yeah, that jump was nuts, dude. I did like a Rodeo 7 on it in After Dark. It was that same jump. We just dusted it off and like... Dude, that jump was gnarly.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how...
It was fast.
Okay.
And it was steep. Like, we built it up, I think, a couple blocks after he hit it, because it snowed and shit. We just, like, touched it up. And I remember being so shook standing up there. And I think he might have sent Chris first, because it was me, Chris, and Delorm. Chris or Delorm went first. Somebody went first, but whatever. Delorm wasn't me. I was fucking last for sure. Like, yo, let me check the scene a little bit and see what's happening. Delorm's like, this jump's sick, dude. You're straight, you know.
Hell yeah.
And I remember seeing him go off at double backflip, and there's like a tree in the middle of the shit, and he like absorbed it, the jump, so he didn't get hella pop, and he was trying like backflip and then tail tap into another backflip, and the dude just disappeared out of the fucking sky, like going head first into the landing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whoa. I guess it's not that bad. So after seeing that shit, I was like, all right, I'll hit it. And I did Rodeo 7. Yeah. I think that was the ender of my After Dark seg, first hit. And I just remember my legs collapsing on the takeoff. Legit fucking knees buckled, and I just got into this different Rodeo 7 rotation than I'd never done. I landed it, and then I was like, holy shit, that was huge. That was a big one. And then tried it one more time, and my legs collapsed even more off the takeoff. And I was just like, I'm done with this jump.
Call it.
But, yeah. Fuck those dudes always made Ski and Pow sick, because they put it into perspective, kind of like, shit ain't that bad, dude. Stop being a bitch. In the kindest of ways.
Yeah. For sure. What's the best Ahmet story that you can share with me?
Oh, fuck. Let me open another beer for this one.
Yeah.
Best Ahmet story. Well...
I'm putting you on the spot with this one, but...
Yeah, I was listening to some podcasts. Ain't no one said no fucking real shit or nothing. Soft. I remember this was some year. I know he was single, so it wasn't nothing bad.
Yeah.
But Finland, yeah. Finland. Phil, like, broke his leg when we were out there for... I-Trip, I think it was. And it was like one of the first or second days. So then we got Ahmet out there. He shows up We picked him up at like 5 o'clock, got to the hotel. Think him and OC might have went out on the town and got super crazy, ended up hooking up with some chick late as fuck in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know, just crazy Ahmet stories. He might have not, might have lost his boots too, or you just all over with shit, you know. Foley sending it. He's always good for a good time.
Yeah.
That's and, why I asked. I mean, that wasn't a very good story, but there's a lot of it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, I know. I know. Like, that's why blur, I'm saying I'm putting you,
like,
on the spot.
It's he's always good for a good time like that. And trying to think of some other stories. No, like, crazy party stories. Just dude's gnarly.
Yeah.
Skiing with him, gnarly, it, dude. Yeah. He takes hits, and he was like, we lived together for the longest time and skied a bunch. And what did he? I don't know. Dude's just gnarly. That's right. The easiest way to put it. You got to kind of like know him to like. The stories just don't sound that funny, I guess. I'm kind of being like the rest of the podcast right now, dude. I didn't talk when, I'm sitting there listening shit talking. I'm like, these dudes ain't telling no good stories. And now that you've got me on the spot, I'm trying to think. And it's like, you just got to know the dude for it to be funny. Otherwise, it's not that funny.
Just like, scary.
Yeah, he always kept it real on trips, you know, never too serious. Like, yeah. We would always go check bars out and get drunk if we had a good day and shit like that. Like, loose.
Yeah, that's the word I was
very
gonna
loose.
Use.
Like, yeah, hilarious. I remember in that, I think that same trip on the way out of Finland, he ended up like, he had these fucking moon boots, dude, that smelled so bad. Because he would go straight from his ski boots into these moon boots. And he would always be wearing them. And I remember going out to some club with him in Finland. And I left him there. And I remember just like crawling back to the hotel. I don't even know how I got there. Yeah. Slipping a few times, you know, like on my back looking up at the sky and in Finland.
Contemplating
just like,
sleeping here.
Oh my God, you know. And then like Ahmet still out. Don't hear anything from him. Like the front desk, like no sign from him knocking on the door. We're heading to the airport. Like, time to go, dude. Asked the front desk. They're like, he just checked in 30 minutes ago. It's like, dude, yeah, so then I think he had to stay the whole weekend. It was like a Friday, he left on Monday eventually. It was like just classic, dude. Like, what the fuck, dog? You
know? What, but, you could, if you could ski street in any city, take your pick. Let's keep it to like plausible stuff.
Minneapolis, yeah, St. Paul for sure.
Still gonna be the one.
Yeah, Minnesota's the best for sure.
Mm-hmm. You take there over Duluth if you had to pick.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, for sure. Duluth's sick. We're gonna probably do another trip up there this year with Phil.
Sick.
Got a little bit of that in the works, and then Duluth is sick, cold. But yeah, the Twin Cities are just...
Can't beat that shit.
Dude, I don't know how there's not fucking 15 dudes that are nasty, you know? There's a lot of nasty dudes.
Yeah.
But Patty's the dude that's
hitting the glue.
It, you know? He was like 10 when I met him, or 9
that's
or some
sick.
Shit, dude. And it's so sick to see him still, like, in Minnesota, and he, like, fully gets it.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Because I started traveling there, like, shit, when was my first trip to Minnesota? I don't even know. I would say...
Be turbo year, I think, right?
No, it was...
Oh, that would have been first year. Level one trip. But.
First level one trip. I think I went the year before for Sammy's movie, Can't Stop. I went in, like, March.
Word.
I went there a bunch back in the day for contests.
Mm-hmm.
Rail jams and shit in, like, October and stuff like that. And you always see the rails, and yeah, there's just no bet. It's Helsinki and the Twin Cities.
Word.
Like, I could probably ski those two spots for the rest of my life. And be,
never run out of new
and
shit
not
to track
be
down.
Mad about it at all, you know? snow, whether there's good snow, bad snow, like there's just so much good stuff. And moving back to Michigan, you know, dude, I've wanted to move to Minnesota since the iTrip year, since Turbo. Ahmet and I were talking about it.
Just be able to go hit spots and we're then like, sleep
dude,
in
we
your
need
own
to get
bed.
An apartment. Like, yeah. What are we doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I've preached it for so long that we needed to do this, and I never did it, you know?
Mm.
So then finally moving to Michigan, that was like kind of the whole deal with it, was like, I finally am doing it,
yeah.
Dude. I'm like, I'm moving back, because I knew the fucking whole time, dude,
yeah.
Like, I should be there,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I would preach this to every street skier that I see or whatever, like Keegan, for example. Like, mm-hmm. Could you imagine if that dude lived in Minnesota?
No.
It'd be fucking dummy.
It'd be...
And he could film a segment for like $500. You know?
He could film four segments for like
that's what
bucks.
I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
It's a lifestyle, dude. It's not like it's not anything you need to like travel for. Like, just go post up in a city and live it. Like, wake up, go skiing. Like, I don't ski at night anymore, although I did have two night shots this year.
Two nice ones.
Fucking
you hit the mango mango drop at night, which I thought was loose the first time I saw it, dude. I was like, it's a sick clip, man. There's some sketch factor going on there.
Yeah, one of the weaker shots, but Phil and I were hitting that bank earlier in the day and, like, getting towards the end of the trip, didn't have many clips, and then we were right, it's in the same spot, and I was just like, there ain't no way I'm not gonna hit it.
No.
Kind of all tying it in with the Forester shit from no one hitting my spot earlier. I'm like, I'm hitting all these spots in this one spot because you can stack
we're right
clips.
Here. We got the shit.
We don't need to.
No one needs to move.
We found gold.
Yeah.
We don't need to go dig gold somewhere else. Like, gold's right here.
Yeah.
You know, that's like my motto, you know. Why are you gonna dig gold, then you find gold?
Don't overthink it.
Why go somewhere else to start the process all over when there's gold right here, you know? So I had to hit it. I actually hit him up on Instagram because his clip on that's so fucking sick, and I was just like,
truly
kind of the only reason I hit it, because he hit it.
Word.
And I wasn't about to nolly bag flip it, but I wanted to go off the drop and shit and see what he was thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not insane like that clip is, but it's a good one.
Yeah,
it definitely holds.
That's where I was
good
just
style.
Like,
and the night adds. Like, it looks ill.
I had it way planned out sicker in my head, but it didn't quite work out.
That's always how it goes, though. Yeah.
Classic, you know, but... I was just like, well, we got to hit it. Like, it's right here. The fence is cut, and...
Yep.
We didn't have to really build anything. It was just, let's do it. Set the lights up, hit it. But
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I don't ski at night. I fucking hate skiing at night.
Mm.
Remember being so hard to even do that shit. Like, just going off it backwards, trying to do the switch three. I was just
blind as
see
a bat.
Anything.
Yeah.
And, like, flashes are going off. And I'm just like, dude, this is not me. Like, I'm too old for this shit. Like, I know this is not me. You know? But I was stoked on the clip kind of once I got it. So I was like, well, let's keep rolling.
And
even if it doesn't make the movie, it was like still fun to see.
And then
it,
one of
know?
The last clips from that trip, the like rail to close out stall, that's a night too.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was
a
like
nice spot.
Similar program, I would imagine. Like, you gotta get one more, set up the lights and get it before.
I think I got like five shots in like the last 2 days of that trip.
Yeah.
So Walsh was out of there, and then Phil got sick, and I was like, well, fuck, I guess I'm gonna we just hit tons of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. Like, I was preaching that to Forester and them dudes. I'm like, you guys got too big a crew, man.
Mm.
I like the big crew. I'm not hating on the big crew, but if you're on a trip spending money, you got to get clipped up.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
You ain't taking 3 days off? You ain't skiing 3 days? You got a problem.
And that movie was sick, but it ain't that long for her. They spent like 2 months there, man. Like...
For real. That just comes with learning, though. You know, like... You have to be in a big crew. Like, I had to be in a big crew when I first started, because you need the filmer and you need the help. And you need this and you need all that, you know. But, like, once you get it figured out, how to, like, they obviously got it figured out.
Yeah.
I don't want this to sound like that, but it's just become so much easier, dude.
Hmm.
And I can't explain it. It's just all experience, you know, and it and they're well on their way to getting it, you know?
Yeah.
I bet in 3 years they'll fucking for sure hit that spot that I had set up.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I am not passing that no. up. Like, I'm here to get clipped up. Yeah. Like, I'll hit it, you know?
Yeah. Crazy.
But,
That's super insightful.
Yeah. And then I kind of got off, but so moving back to Michigan, that was like my whole thing where it felt kind of crazy, just like all my sponsors, and luckily they all stayed behind me, obviously. Shout out to all them. But like, I'm doing it, dude. I'm moving to Michigan. Like, I'm a street skier.
That's
why
it.
Am I living
Fuck
in the mountains,
mountain.
Dude? Why am I living in the mountains when I can, like you said, go home to my own bed?
Yeah.
You know, that's like, why would you not do that?
Yeah.
So finally did it, and dude, that's when we made Snowsides, and that's probably my favorite part I've ever made with Kim and Spencer, of like,
word,
just traveling around Michigan and just skiing, and it worked, and it was like a 9-minute movie of just like no head shots or eyeball shots or nothing, dude. It was just clips.
Yeah.
And it was like, some clips aren't crazy, some clips are, so, you know, like, it was a quantity year, you know, over quality. And like, I don't know, I just like skiing a lot of shit, you know, a lot of different spots. That's before it was quality, when you're trying to come up, and that's where you get only a clip every 3 days. And then now that I'm older, it's like, who the fuck am I trying to impress? Dude, nobody. Like, I'm literally out here trying to ski every day and ski something different every day. Like, whether it's like the ledge in Romance, the little flat ledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like, I was real into that spot. I'm I seen it. It was Oil and Water. Phil and I went to Minnesota, and we hit like a ledge at the same zone in Phelan, and that flat ledge always kind of stuck in my head since 2014, and I was like, we're fucking hitting that ledge this time.
Like,
this is a flat ledge, but fun as hell, and I don't know.
I've talked to several people who have been like, I really love how accessible those features are.
Yeah.
And that it starts the movie off that way, and obviously moves into crazier shit.
Yeah.
And you guys are going off on it still, but the feature itself is very simple and very
accessible.
Anybody
can hit it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anybody can hit it. It's crazy. Like, that's my favorite shit too. And like, natural speed stuff, it's almost like everything came from a full circle, you know? Like, winches, we were hitting rails, then winches came, then we started hitting all this other type of shit.
Yep.
And then it was like, dude, I'm not hauling fucking lights out or winch.
Yeah.
Where's the natural speed shit? That's what I'm trying to hit, because I'm trying to hit it as many times in a row as I want, and like, I'm not trying
not
to
rely on a machine
wait for
to,
my buddy. Like, love my buddy, but I ain't trying to wait for him and then go again. Like, it's just so much nicer when you can just roll into shit and like ski it.
Yeah.
It ain't like a stunt then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're kind of just like skiing and feeling it. And
totally.
Yeah, small, a little bit smaller crews help with that, like, vibe, too, you know? When it's a lot of people trying to ski and get clips, it turns into, like, all right, it's your turn to stunt. Like, fourth rider up.
Yeah.
Dropping in. It's like, this shit ain't me, dude. Like, I'll go, let's just go ski down this sled hill or something. Like, today's not a day for this.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. That's how I think, kind of.
Word up, dude.
Yeah.
Sick. Well, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but...
No, I love talking about skiing, dude. Drinking beer and talking about skiing is fun.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so...
Any reflections on 20 years of level one?
Dude, crazy. Just pretty nuts what those guys have done, and it's cool to see like all the other people coming out for this movie. It's like people that wouldn't have came... just to support what they've done, and it's kind of bittersweet, you know. I've had a few years off from level one,
right.
And it's awesome to be back in it, and now I'm like I kind of want to like be in it some
more.
Another
one, yeah.
It's like pretty sick for sure, and just huge strike three game changer for sure. Got to give a shout out to Downey too at the time of forward and shit with them hands down. Like, that crafted my skiing quite a bit.
Hell yeah.
Watching him. Same with like Travis Redd, and I remember when he got the opener in High Five, being super stoked. that he got the opener because that, like, related to him a lot.
Mm.
Where, like, we're not the best dudes in the crew, but, like,
yeah. I don't know about that, but all right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not, like, the wow dudes.
You're
like,
not wallish.
Wow. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I get you.
We're not like that. And so, like, I don't know, seeing him have that opener and high five was just so ill and inspiring to, like, damn, you can do it, you know? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
man.
Fuck, dude, it took me from real time to Sunny to get the opener. Like, that's a lot of years of trying. It wasn't, it's not like you're going for the opener, but, like, you want it when you're in a production like that. So, like, I don't know. It's just sick when you see it finally pan out, kind of.
For sure.
And just do all them dudes like that. Wiley over here, fucking... seeing his bitch ass progress, like, so there's a point, like I was saying earlier, we skied together a lot back in the day, and then he's like, I'm fucking with this big mountain shit, and I'm like, I'm fucking with this rail shit.
Yeah.
So we kind of split paths in a sense, and like, and just seeing him fucking progress and do crazy lines, and like, see him, you know, from like 05 to where he's at now is like nuts.
Yeah,
it's really cool, dude. It's cool. Level One has a really good group of dudes skiing and filming, and
And a good vibe between everybody
killer. We need to make a I was gonna tell you, have you seen what's the movie, Anthology, Trans World Anthology?
Can't say I have.
Thought about it with all these podcasts and shit you were doing. You should make it.
Word.
The ski version. It'd be,
like,
cool. It'd be cool, dude. You
a
just
retrospective,
have,
like,
behind
the scenes.
Yeah, and they got, like, dudes talking about, like, just, like, one skater talking about another skater.
Mm,
and then there's all these segments.
Mm.
And you got the ability to get your hands on all the footage.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
Like,
I did put together, like, a six-minute bonus feature from the DVD of just, like, an extended behind the scenes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That I think I got to show you because I think you would really enjoy that shit. But
yeah, dude, I was super stoked on these.
Gotta get Berman to sign off on me making a whole other movie with all his old shit. But
I want to be involved if you make it. So let's make it.
Hell yeah, dude.
But
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an honor fucking talking with you, Mike.
Dude. Cheers.
Cheers, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Definitely. Everybody.
Any
go
final
to romance,
final thoughts? Shout outs.
Romance premiere near you.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get one in Michigan. Maybe I'll host one in my backyard or something.
Do it. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good cool, shit.
Dude. Cheers, buddy.
All right. Back. Still this hanging out in the hotel lobby. Got Wiley Miller with me now. What's up, Wiley?
Yo, what up?
not too much, dude. You, just saw the movie for the first time last night.
Yes.
Impressions?
Yeah. Well, it's the final film, as we all know. And,
it is.
I mean, it was great. It was, you know, to be honest, I was socializing last night. I didn't get to see the whole film in its entirety.
True.
I'm looking forward to seeing it again tonight. I definitely remember the opening seg with Hornbeck and Wallish and Phil.
Yep.
And, you know, that's super cool getting those guys back together because that was, you know, that's a classic street crew from...
just epic reunion.
Oh, my God, dude. Yes.
Did you see any of Lucas Waksek?
I missed it.
Oh. I was curious to get your take on it because you were there for a lot of it this year.
I definitely know what shots he has, and Lucas is a fucking madman.
Yeah.
Yes, he... that dub 12.
Yep.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw it with my own eyes, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone stomp a dub 12 off a backcountry jump, you know, with into the bottom.
Yeah.
He'll never repeat that again. That was like, that's going in the books, you know?
Yeah, man. Stefan at the office was telling me about clips like my first day, and he's like, that's one of the illest backcountry jump shots ever.
Right.
It's nutty.
It's nuts. I don't even think he knew how he pulled it off. I thought he was going to just splatter because he was just at the bottom and he just stomped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucas, I mean, I was with Lucas most of the winter. We did a trip to Cook City. We did a trip to Baker. We did some skiing up in Whistler. And yeah, he's just a I mean, he's an incredible skier and a, you know, a great guy to just spend some time with in the mountains for sure.
Fuck yeah. You're with Casey in most of the season?
Yes. Casey's partner in crime for sure this winter.
Yeah. What shot of yours are you most stoked on from the year?
Probably this line in Cook. There was this face that we skied. There's this mountain in Cook City called Mountain Republic, and it's kind of stares you in the face when you're in town. And I've looked at it for all the years I've been up there filming. I mean, we've shot in Cook City for level one, I mean,
right,
dozens of times, right?
Yep.
And this mountain's always stared us in the face, and we finally had the opportunity. We had the right crew, right? Like Lucas and Casey and Pete. Pete was filming, and everyone, you know, was willing and able to walk. And
yeah, because
so
that was a tour zone.
It was a long walk.
Which is not what you go to Cook City to do.
No, we're usually on our sleds, you know, using the machines to get up.
Yeah.
And so this was different. And, you know, I had showed Casey a photo of the zone previous to, you know, going there, and he's like, oh, we definitely need to hit that. And I was like, well, it's going to be a lot of work, a lot of walking. You gotta hike the whole face. It's not obvious how we're going to do. I don't even know how we're going to lap this face, because it was pretty complicated.
Right. You got to get there and then figure out the access.
Right. Totally. And then, you know, we lucked out. We ended up, we went up there one morning and clouds came in. We weren't able to hit it. So we went back.
Yeah.
I think the next morning, got up at like some ungodly hour, like 3 a.m. or something, and walked up there for sunrise, and sure enough, the sun popped the next day, and we got to ski this face, and it was incredible, man. I mean, for me, it was so cool just getting to ski that, that face. That,
something you've looked at for so
that
long.
East face of Mountain Republic. Yeah. And it's not a gimme. It's not easy to get to. It requires a lot of work. So we spent the whole day skiing that face, and I've never walked and hiked, put so much energy into one zone before, and that was so cool getting to ski that area. We both you know, stacked a bunch, you know, probably a couple shots out of that zone, and
there's one in particular that I think you're referring to that is a real gnarly line with a really some really sketchy entrance to
that was spicy. The entrance was crazy. The skiing on the face was, you know, it was more just kind of like getting down. You know, it wasn't really a line that I could, there was no like trick opportunities or really any like freestyle aspect to the line. So, but that was cool. I mean, that's really where my skiing has gone in the last, I don't know, three years or so. I was into more of the bigger terrain. And, that line in particular, is memorable.
The top out on that boot pack looked sketchy. I've seen Casey's POV from like, you guys cutting that cornice to top out there.
Right.
Gnarly.
Yes. Yeah. We had to do a bunch of that stuff, cutting through cornices and hiking out. And then, you know, the cornices are leaning. In fact, back in, I think it was 2010 or 11, no, 2009, I fell in what I call a mode. It's like this hole. So as a cornice gets heavy, it starts peeling away from the slope. And there's this hole that forms behind the cornice. And this cornice in Cook City had been bridged by a little piece of snow, you know, 6 inches deep or whatever. I was skiing to a line. Friedel was at the bottom. I was by myself. And I fell in this hole over just crazy. I mean, it was scary. I thought, you know, I was too close to, you know.
And then you had to self-rescue out of it.
Yeah, I had to climb out, take my skis off. It wasn't fun. Friedel was wondering where I was at.
Yeah.
We were both, you know, I got to the bottom and I told him what happened. And he was like, dude, I had no idea where you were. And, it, you know, I learned the hard way about, you know, cornice, you know, moving around cornices, especially the back. I never knew that there was these holes in the backside of these cornices. I know now. This is 10 years ago.
Right.
So now, I mean, I've learned a lot, but I guess, you know, navigating terrain like that, sometimes you learn the hard way. You don't want to. That's why we take avalanche courses and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many hazards that you can't learn about in a classroom, and even being around good mentors, like it's just, yeah, sometimes you got to figure it out yourself.
Totally. Yep. That's the way it goes.
Let's see. So you mentioned filming with Friedel. I'm just want to ask you about the Rocker's Gap session for Refresh.
Oh my god, yeah. Wow.
What what advice do you have for someone looking to go hit that these days?
Well, you got to go early. You got to build the jump the day before. It's really a timing thing because the weather has to really line up. You have to get a sunrise, and it's got to be cold. It faces southeast, so it gets a ton of sun.
So it gets cooked.
Something you need to probably do like before March. Mm. You could probably hit it in March as long as you're up there at sunrise. But yeah, that, I mean, Friedel and I talked about filming that gap for years. And finally got to go do it on a sunny day. And I think it was early March, actually. Mm. Yes, it was March when we hit it. Now that I think about it. And we had built the jump the previous season, and then the weather didn't cooperate. I don't remember, something happened. And then the next winter we went back and rebuilt it and finally got to hit it. And yeah, that gap certainly goes down, you know, in my memory bank is of like, you know, one of the top
of the
memories
ones
from shooting for level one. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. It was, I don't know if the gap's been built much since then. I think there's maybe been a couple, I can't say I've seen a shot from that gap since then, and I could be wrong, but that's pretty cool too, right?
For like, sure. Yeah, man, that's what I'm getting at.
We kind of hit that and
closed it down.
Closed it down. As far as I know, I don't know, maybe, I'm going to Utah next week for the premiere, and I'm always telling those like Utah boys, you guys got to go build that. And someone needs a cab nine. I always wanted to switch nine it. I never got an opportunity to go back and do it. And, but, yeah, that gap is, yeah, memorable.
Yeah, dude. Who's getting you stoked on like up and coming backcountry dudes these days? Been asking this question to a lot of people. I'm
right.
curious what. And mostly it's been talking to real people about it. So like,
well, yeah, Lucas for sure. He's on to something there. I've been really impressed, and this isn't backcountry, but, Ethan Swadberg has been doing,
yeah, I mean, he's getting into that shit.
Yeah, he is. He's, I mean, he's got a sled and they're riding in the backcountry, but you know, that kid's style and his, everything that he's doing with his park skiing is so on point.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see these. And Benny Smith.
Yep.
I skied with Benny Smith and Ethan and Parker Novell up
word.
In Whistler for a couple of days. They were shooting for Intersection, and I joined them for a little bit. And
oh, word.
Those guys are, yeah, they were killing it. Benny skied of some really impressive lines, actually.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's sick to hear.
Yeah. So that was cool. You know, it's cool to see the sport continue, you know, the torch being passed on to the younger bucks, and it'll be fun to watch their careers progress, you know.
Yeah, they got a sick flick coming out soon. You mentioned Pete, your filmer firm this year, who I know a little bit from Bend. He's a Bend guy as well, and is known there and around the level one office as being kind of a kook, a little bit of a kook.
Like, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any stories from
Pete?
Being with him a lot this year?
Yeah, dude. Well, he was always driving, for whatever reason, he was driving through the night everywhere we, to go somewhere, to come, to leave. I remember that, I think the last day in Cook City, we shredded till, I don't know, sunset, and then got down and he packed up and just left and drove to Bend. The dude like doesn't seem to care about getting good sleep. I don't know. No, Pete's a great guy though, and we had a lot of fun with him and Lucas and Casey. It was a really good crew. Yeah, I filmed with Pete a long, long time ago for Rage Films, which is kind of where I started my career.
Word.
Filming was with Rage Films and 33 Media, I don't think that either of those guys are making films anymore, but so it was cool to reconnect with Pete and like kind of revisit some of what we originally started doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we were both, he was starting as a filmer, I was starting as an athlete, and you know, that was pretty cool and nostalgic to get to go out with him.
Yeah,
because
sure.
of that.
What's been your favorite filming year ever?
Refresh was pretty cool. It was the first year I got to go to Alaska.
Right.
And, you know, I put together that closing segment.
Yep.
So that's yeah, that's probably, and then iTrip was super cool too. I think iTrip was the following year. Those two seasons were big years for me. I mean, I was just, you know, so much was like coming to me with my skiing, and I was able to really, I was stepping into some uncomfortable areas with the tricks I was wanting to do, and the lines that I was getting the opportunity to ski up in Alaska, and like, yeah, I just remember
everything's really starting to click,
right? And yeah, I was just so hungry, right? And getting to like do all this stuff that I wanted to do. And then in I guess in 2013 the X Games Real Ski came out, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, that was another, like, that year was huge. I had been wanting to, like, compete in a film contest, because that was really what my, where my bread and butter was in the filming in the backcountry. Yeah. I realized that kind of early on in my career that that's where I needed to put all my effort into, and not, because I was kind of competing in slopestyle for a while, and it was cool. It was good, you know, but and when I started filming, I saw how much more of a competitive edge I had at it than like just competing in slope style. So that's where I put all my focus in. And then the X Games came to us with the opportunity to shoot.
Was that the first year they did that?
Yeah, 2013. And they did it again in 2014.
Right.
I think they might have done it in 2015. Yeah, they did. They did it in 2015.
And then after that was when they switched to urban.
And then they
urban.
Just switched to just urban, yeah.
Do you wish they still had that for backcountry?
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to judge it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I told Jeff Schmuck, because he was one of the judges back when they were doing the backcountry. I was like, hey, man, if ESPN ever proposes another backcountry, you know, film contest,
right,
let me know. I want to judge that. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't, for whatever reason, they're not doing the backcountry anymore. I think it's a little more complicated than the street, filming the street stuff. I mean, and it is. It's, I mean, street is a little more accessible to more people, I think. And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not doing the backcountry thing. I'm not sure.
They
have their reasons, but
yeah. I mean, even beyond accessibility, it's probably a little more consistent, I would think. Like, there's pretty much always somewhere you can go to film good street.
Right.
That's not necessarily the case for backcountry.
Right. You can start shooting in November.
Right.
So if they want the content by February, it's a little easier to get, right?
Totally. Whereas the bulk of the backcountry season's starting then.
Starting in February, yeah.
Yeah.
Through April. So.
Word.
Yeah.
Talking about, so you like seen part of the movie, not all of the movie yet, this movie, Reef Romance. Whose stuff are you most geeked to like look at more and like get to see with realize and not in like a crazy venue where you're not, you don't get to pay that much attention to it, and you're socializing half the time.
Right. Like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess those kids we just talked about, you know,
right,
watching those, getting to watch those guys' careers progress is going to be super fun in the next coming years. They have so much ahead of them, you know, to change and grow their careers in different ways. So, yeah, like Lucas and Ethan and Benny and,
did you see the Stahl Madison part?
Don't remember that, no.
you gotta catch that tonight. It's the ender.
I will
drop. And
okay.
Like, I mean, his style is obviously so fucking unique, but the way he's brought it to pow skiing and backcountry stuff these days is like truly just fucked to me. Like, I don't know who else has stuff like that going on.
Right. Yeah. Lucas is a madman. I can watch his skiing all day long. That's for sure. I wish I could sit here and give you a bit of more of a review
no,
on the
you
film.
Could, dude.
I was having a good time at the office last night.
Well, that's what it's there for.
Right.
Fuck
right, right.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts or shout outs from 20 years of this shit?
Yeah, man. I guess, you know, Friedel and Josh are just, you know, hats off to them for sticking it out and making this film happen every year. Kyle Decker was certainly a big part of the scene, the putting the film together earlier on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, certainly, you know, nod to him as well. But yeah, I mean, Friedel and Josh have always been huge advocates of showcasing the core of our sport and and the style of our sport. Mm-hmm. And that's been something that's differentiated level one from, you know, the other guys. And to me, that is why I have always had so much respect for the film and wanted to continue to work with them, because mm-hmm. I always felt like they were portraying our sport in the way I wanted to see it portrayed. Mm-hmm. And so that was, I mean, for me, that was, you know, Josh always has said that, you know, the skiing is first and the money is second. You know, he would never take mm-hmm. on an athlete just based on some sponsor wanting them to get shot. So
right.
I know Josh truly believes in, and so does Friedel, in every one of the athletes that's in the film. And that's, I don't, you know, that's like a really cool thing. That's like very, very, it speaks to the heart of our sport, yeah. you know? And totally. So I think Josh and Friedel have also, you know, they've cultivated a lot of careers from the start, you know,
truly.
Josh has harvested more athletes out of this, you know, out of this like ski world that we live in, and than anyone else. And that's what level one is, right? It's just this core, cool, like, soul of the sport. So 20 years of that, and you know, it's sad it's done, but I don't think it's done in this particular way,
but format. Yeah,
level one will continue to
the community's not
skiing.
Going anywhere,
right? No, and I know Josh plans to continue to showcase skiing in the way he has. So
word up, dude.
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah. Well, I know you got to go, so thank you for taking the time, man.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Connor.
All right, everybody. That was episode 20 of Level 20. We will have an episode 21, shocker, Romance Part 2, coming out next week. Stay tuned for that. Got a super good episode, bunch of mailbag questions, and then a bunch of cool stuff on the final movie as well. As I mentioned before, we got our new 1.2 hoodies on the store. We got the EAU long sleeve back on the store. New RMU collab skis on the store. Romance DVD still shipping, and Romance digital release out now on all platforms. Go check it out. Go watch the new movie. And thank you for listening. We will see you next week for the final episode.
Merci à tous. Bonsoir. Merci. Ciao.